Well, what a reversal of fortune, Orange fans. A week and a half ago, it seemed as though the Orange were left for dead. Everybody was saying, welcome to the NIT, or could it be the Orange could maybe have a losing season this year? What a turnaround this past week. Especially huge wins over Boston College and over Wake Forest. And last night, calming the Cameron crazies, going into Cameron Indoor Stadium and beating Duke 64-62 on Duke's home court. And of course, what a reversal of fortune from 2 years ago. Heck, it was Boeheim that got stung by a call to the point where he nearly lost his suit jacket. And you know, it's not good watching Boeheim do a strip tease, if you know what I mean. But how about it last night? Duke was driving in for the potential winning basket. Shot missed. Matt Jones of Duke comes up with a ball, but Malachi Richardson and him collide. Richardson comes up with a ball. And of course, Jones gets called for the foul. And then Krzyzewski, in all his infinite wisdom, decided to throw a fit like Boeheim did. But you know something, hey, the officials got the call right this time. And of course, Krzyzewski has to seethe about it and act like a spoiled brat. And of course, when the game was over and the Cuse had won, Krzyzewski decides not to shake hands in the line there. Boy, what a spoiled brat. Now you know what Krzyzewski really is all about, Cuse fans. Heck, when things go his way, he's a gentleman. Yeah, because you know his team will win. But when things don't go his way, he acts like a spoiled brat. But you know, that's all part of the resurgence now of Syracuse basketball. We're not left for dead anymore. We're a force to be reckoned with. We're alive and well. We got some important games coming up, if you know what I mean. Especially this coming Saturday down in Charlottesville against Virginia. But the resurgence of Syracuse basketball is alive and well, especially with that great win to calm Krzyzewskiville. And I'm sorry to say it, but they don't come up here to Boeheimburg. Heck, we would have liked to have gone 2-for-2 against Duke this year. Of course, there's always the ACC tournament. But I'm also going to talk about how Dino Babers is starting to get some recruits in, although some recruits have defected. And I kind of lament that Lindsey Scott Jr.'s reneged on his commitment to the Orange football team. Heck, I was hoping Matt Park, or maybe if they brought Doug Logan back, to have a call like the Munson there, the legendary Georgia coach, did for Lindsey Scott's father, in that memorable play where he caught the winning touchdown pass. No run, Lindsey, run this time. I hope to have heard it there for the Carrier Dome, if you know what I mean. Because that was a hell of a call. Lindsey Scott! Lindsey Scott! Run, Lindsey! Lindsey Scott! Well, maybe he might come back to the Orange. We don't know. But it's 2 weeks till signing day, Dino Babers. Keep those recruits coming in because we need to make up for lost time. I'm going to go from talking about the resurgence of the Orange to talking about the NFL playoffs. What a difference a week makes. Last week, I talked about how all the road teams won in the wild card round. This time, all the home teams won in the divisional round. Yep, New England, Carolina, Arizona, and Denver. All the home teams won. And of course, for the AFC title, it's another matchup of two legendary quarterbacks, even if I hate one's guts. It's the 10th time in his career that Tom Brady is playing in the AFC championship game, but the 5th time in a row. And of course, Peyton Manning is again in the AFC championship game, And you know the epic battles these two have had over the years. Well, this time I hope it's Peyton Manning yelling, "Omaha! Omaha!" again when they beat Brady and the Patriots, because heck, the game will be in Denver's home stadium. But for the NFC Championship, we have two of the young guns, or maybe one of the older guns against a young gun. Carson Palmer, quarterbacking Arizona, and Cam Newton, who's become a big leader for Carolina. Heck, Carolina raced out to that 31-0 lead, but then had to hold on against Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. You know, that was a nice run, Seattle, but you know, it's time for Cam Newton and Carolina to shine. Well, it's going to be an interesting championship weekend for the NFL playoffs. And speaking of the NFL, how about Tom Coughlin not getting the job? Of course, he removed his name from the Philadelphia Eagles head coaching thing. But you know, maybe he's probably going to come on as an assistant somewhere. Because I don't think Coughlin's, you know, given up the ghost yet on his NFL career. I think he's still got something to do. But you know, Doug Marrone, turnabout's fair play. Hell, you reneged on the orange and by going to Buffalo. And then, after leading Buffalo back to respectability, you reneged on them, go to Jacksonville. Heck, you'll still be Jacksonville's assistant head coach. But you know, you reneged on two teams that supposedly were your big jobs. That's what you get. No NFL head coaching jobs for you. That's right, no supper for you, Mr. Marrone. Well, I'm going to go from talking to the NFL to talking about a new thing that's opening up in the next couple of weeks around here. Seems as though over on Garden Street, it's a new canine resort. Yes, Phoebe's Canine Resort opens in a couple of weeks over on Garden Street. Well, you know, I'm kind of wondering. You know, it's no longer the kennels type there. If you want to house your dog when you go away on vacation, house your dog and cat. It's not those simple things anymore. Heck, we got to have resorts. Guess what this has? Heated floors. Patios. You have artificial grass. You have cat condos. You have treats. Doggy daycare. All the fixings. Oh, boy. You know that pets have pretty much become other members of the family. Yeah, I can appreciate that. Everybody likes the companionship that a dog and a cat has. But, I mean, look how sophisticated it's become to house dogs and cats. Hell, they gotta have all these amenities. And, of course, doggy grooming. You ever seen anybody give a doggy pedicure? Did anybody ever tell you you had pretty paws? And of course, you know, for cats, having cat condos and all of these, that's just perfect. And is there any trays of lasagna around, especially for a cat named Garfield? Heck, there's things like pet cemeteries, like the one that used to be on Turnpike Road over in Auburn. Well, it'd be interesting to go read on a headstone. Here lies Rover. He died barking up the wrong tree. Well, to each his own. It's become a new business, and you know what? The Chamber of Commerce endorses this canine resort, you know? We need more business. Well, why not a canine resort? Oh, well, I hope nobody's barking up the wrong tree or is nobody's, you know, hissing about it. Well, we go from that to talking about Walmart. Apparently, their big expansion years ago have cost them. Looks like 250 stores have decided to close. Thankfully, none of them around here. But, I mean, I'll tell you something. You want to talk about how the strata of human society is? Walmarts are just like state fairs. If you ever feel down about yourself, just go to a Walmart and just look around. You see people that could be their own dad. and wearing stuff I wouldn't pick out of a dog manure pile, if you know what I mean. You see the straight of society when you look in Walmart. You get to see how some of the lowest common denominator of humanity is. Of course, good people also go to Walmart too. Heck, I'm a regular customer at Walmart. They're very convenient and they've usually got what I need. Plus, their pharmacy's pretty good too. But you know, it's gonna be fewer places for the lowest common denominator of people to go to. And that's what you get when you expand too much. Of course, I think part of it has to do with the digital age too. But, heck, we're gonna have less Walmarts to do people watching, if you know what I mean. And I'm closing this show just by saying saying, you know, it was great listening to David Bowie and to Glenn Frey, two great musicians who passed away this week. You know, keep on rocking up in heaven, guys. I'm Ken Haas, and that's my story for this week.